Early next year, the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum, informally called the Fort Smith Ram, will open its new home to the public. The Ram's history began in the 1940s, incorporating as an art center in 1968. 2013 will also be a momentous year as the Art Center makes a transition from art center to art museum. The museum is still under construction, and Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas visited the new location to see what it takes to build a museum with the qualifications to host high-caliber exhibits.
On the corner of Rogers Avenue and 16th and Fort Smith sits an empty two-story building, a 1963 bank building. Arvest donated it to the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum in 2009. The Fort Smith Art Center's previous home was in an old home. In the gravel lot behind the building, trucks are parked, belonging to the men laying tile inside. Lee Ortega, the energetic new executive director of the RAM, pulls up and parks between them. She is prepared to give a tour of what will hold the region's first state-of-the-art museum.
This is the lobby area, and here will be our admissions desk, and then behind that will be the gift shop, where we will sell unique one-of-a-kind items made by local and regional artists.
The shop will maintain the Art Center's original purpose, to give local artists a place to showcase and to sell their art. Supporting regional artists is still important to the RAM. What this move is doing is allowing them to expand their exhibition offerings. One of the things allowing them to do this is next on the tour, in an area that once housed the bank's vault.
And back here is our receiving area, and this will be closed to the public. So this is where all the artwork will come in. And you can see we've really expanded the entrance, so we'll be able to accommodate large crates, and we're designing this so that trucks will be able to pull right back into the museum, and artwork wouldn't have to be carried outside.
They want to be able to accommodate any size vehicle, making the entryway as large as they could to ensure the safety of the art. The strict handling of the artwork requires the creation of a new position, Registrar Exhibitions Coordinator, for which Ortega is interviewing right now. The tour continues back through the lobby.
And also I want to point out this terrazzo floor. This is original to the building. This building was built in 1963, and it's a great example of mid-century architecture. We wanted to stay as true as possible to the original design, so we've tried not to alter it too much, and in doing that, we also kept the terrazzo floors. We definitely wanted to. They're absolutely beautiful, and they look even better when they're all shined up. So these are original to the building. And over here we have Gallery 1.
If looking in from the front door, facing Rogers Avenue, Gallery 1 is to the left of the lobby. This building has a lot of windows, though they can barely be seen in Gallery 1. Convertible window coverings have been installed.
And you can see the light levels are dramatically lowered with them up. And they're a wonderful solution to the high light levels. You can see how many windows we have here. So,
art is very sensitive to sunlight, especially photography. In order to host high-caliber exhibitions, RAM's galleries have to be up to standards, including their climate control. The HVAC in the building has been completely redone. But as for the window coverings, they serve a dual or triple purpose.
We had a carpenter come in and custom make these panels that we put. There's actually two panels. One goes on the outside, and it's painted black on the other side, so you can't see it. And then there's a second panel that's installed here, and you can see it fits in up there.
Okay.
And then we can hang artwork on them. So it actually serves as another wall. And then if we really want to make the whole thing disappear, we can finish this wall. We can finish this wall so it's completely smooth. But it's just great because it lets us do just about anything in this space, which is what we wanted. We wanted to be as flexible as possible.
The walls in the middle of the room will be movable, allowing RAM to reconfigure the space for each show. Exhibitions will rotate every 3 months, and Ortega says that every time someone comes to the museum, they will have a very unique experience. Off of Gallery 1, Toward the parking lot are double doors that will lead to a patio, what will be a garden and rentable event space. It was originally designated as a sculpture garden, but they found there wasn't enough room for art and people.
So what we've done is we've moved the sculpture garden to the outside of the building, which is Rogers and 16th Street sides, which so we've greatly expanded the sculpture garden. And actually, Sparks Hospital gave us a generous donation for our sculpture garden, so they'll be recognized.
If you follow the terrazzo floors through the lobby and up the stairs, the great windows will overlook the sculpture garden. The second floor will hold gallery two, showing both borrowed art and part of Ram's permanent collection. This area will also allow the museum to expand the programs they offer.
We'd like to do is create, I'd like to create a semi-permanent programming area that would be used for classes. This site is gets really great northern light, and it would be great for workshops and painting classes. So we'll probably separate this room, and it'll be used half for exhibitions and then the other half for programming.
In addition to programming, the museum will also be starting an internship program with students at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith. This expansion will allow them to provide experiences for students of art history, marketing, and web development. The second floor will also hold RAM's administrative offices, including Leah Ortega's. She came to RAM about a year and a half ago. Though this expansion was already in the works, she has been around for much of it. Having worked at existing galleries and museums in New York, Savannah, and most recently Miami, this opportunity was a bit different.
I think that the opportunity to be part of the process to open the first art museum in Fort Smith, Arkansas, for me was the big draw. I think it's so far it's been an amazingly rewarding experience and very exciting, and I've learned a great deal, and I'm very appreciative of this opportunity. And it's just, for me, it's just a very exciting and challenging endeavor. And I was looking for a challenge.
She hopes to bring art and culture to the area and to people that haven't been able to get in their cars and go see art before. Part of the challenge is to integrate art into the lives of those that haven't had the opportunity to do so.
And really communicate the idea that, you know, art's a two-way street. It's not all a one-sided experience. It's not all about going to a museum and looking at a work of art. It's really, you know, it's about programming. It's about education. It's about creating a place where there can be really interesting and relevant discussion for the community, and people getting to know each other, and families getting to know each other. So it's much, much more than what I think a lot of people perceive it to be.
Ortega says that a membership drive will begin in the fall. More information is available at fsram.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.